And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Jim Warren. Duke Energy wants to dig up and move millions of tons of coal ash from leaking dump sites, but its plans contain no mention of decontaminating the sites left behind. Duke's plan does not call for testing soil and groundwater near existing sites, nor for determining options for decontamination, nor who pays for the cleanup. The poisons leaking from Duke's ash dumps will continue migrating for years, further harming wells and surface water. Remediation of contaminated soil and groundwater can take many years and is extremely expensive. It requires broad expertise, careful planning, and community support. Expanding the number of toxic sites is no solution. NC Warren remains critical of Duke's plans to dump on Chatham and Lee counties. This ongoing statewide tragedy needs far more transparency, and NC Warren has called on CEO Lynn Good to make her intentions clear. Until the safest approach is determined, coal ash must be stored on Duke Energy property such that it can be monitored and retrieved, but well away from ground and surface water. Duke Energy's present coal ash plan would inflict many years of pain on communities near existing coal ash dumps, on those targeted for further dumping, and on Duke's customers across the state. This is Jim Warren.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue.
The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.